Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We saw a really interesting session today. The Dow and S&P 500 both touched record highs, but by the close, the Nasdaq was in the red. What's the story behind that split decision?
It's the classic tale of two markets. On one hand, you had broad strength. The Dow Jones closed up 0.5%. 7 of the 11 S&P sectors were positive, but the generals, the mega-cap growth stocks, stumbled into the close, and that's what dragged the Nasdaq down.
So this wasn't a broad market sell-off. It was more of a targeted hit on the biggest names?
Exactly. The proof is in the S&P 500 equal-weighted index, which actually gained 0.4%. That tells you the average stock did just fine. This was about profit-taking in names like Nvidia after a huge run, and a big hit to Palantir after that negative report about their army contract.
Got it. So if money was rotating out of those giants, where did it flow? Let's talk sectors.
The flow was defensive and opportunistic. Utilities were the top sector, up over 1%. And healthcare was right behind them, cementing its spot as the best performing sector of the week, with a massive 6.8% gain.
And that was almost entirely driven by that huge move in Humana, right?
Absolutely. Humana exploded over 10% after reaffirming its guidance. That lifted the whole managed care space. But what's really telling is that while the mega caps faltered, the small caps surged. The Russell 2000 was up 0.7%. Investors are clearly looking for growth outside of the usual suspects.
That's a significant rotation. Let's talk about the macro picture. We have an ongoing government shutdown. We got a pretty concerning ISM services number today.
The market seems to be completely ignoring the shutdown for now, which is remarkable. The real story was that ISM report. It came in at exactly 50.0. That's no growth. And worse, the details showed contracting employment and rising prices. That's the stagflation playbook. And it puts the Federal Reserve in a very difficult position.
Yeah, that's a tough needle to thread. Okay, let's pivot to a single stock that made a huge move. Rumble RUM was up nearly 16%. What was the catalyst there?
This is a fascinating story. Rumble is making a strategic pivot from being just a video platform to becoming a fintech hybrid. They're integrating Tether's new U.S.-regulated stablecoin, USAT, directly onto their platform.
So this opens up a whole new world for them. Things like direct payments, tipping for creators, new subscription models.
Precisely. It fundamentally changes their business model and valuation potential. They have over 50 million monthly active users to launch this to, which is a massive built-in advantage. It's a high upside catalyst that could cause a major re-rating of the stock.
But is it a game changer or just hype? Execution is always the key.
You're right, execution is everything, and they're stepping into a very competitive arena. But the market is voting with its wallet today. This move, combined with their new AI partnership to improve content discovery, shows they're not standing still. It's a bold move, and one we have to watch closely.
All right, let's get tactical for traders. Based on today's rotation, what are the key setups you're watching for continuation tomorrow?
The theme is clear. Follow the money into speculative beta. I'm focused on two groups that showed incredible relative strength today. First, lithium and battery stocks. Names like LITM and SLI didn't just go up. They closed at their absolute highs of the day on expanding volume. That is a textbook signal for continuation.
Okay, lithium is one. What's the second group?
Small cap biotech. We saw coordinated, aggressive buying in the afternoon in names like ACIU, Atom, and IMNM. They all have very clean breakout patterns forming. For LITM specifically, it just broke out. I'm watching for it to hold the $5 level on any morning weakness. A successful test there could easily launch the next leg up toward 530.
And on the flip side, any areas showing weakness that traders should be cautious of?
Definitely. Look at the managed care names. Humana had that monster gap up, but it, along with its peers, actually faded into the close and saw some late-day selling. That could be a sign of exhaustion. I would not be chasing strength there. The hot money is clearly moving on.
Let's wrap it up with the key index levels. What are the lines in the sand for the SPY and QQQ?
For the S&P 500 ETF SPY, the key support level to watch is 668.50, a break below that, and the cautious tone gets a lot louder. For the NASDAQ 100 ETF, QQQ, the pivot is 602. It's trying to hold, but if that level gives way, we'll likely see more pressure on big tech.
So what's the final takeaway for traders heading into the next session?
Don't be fooled by the headline indices hitting records. There is a powerful rotation happening right under the surface. The money is flowing out of the mega-cap generals and into the small-cap soldiers. Pay attention to relative strength, because that's where the real opportunity is right now.
Excellent insights. That's our prep for tomorrow. Trade smart, stay nimble, and we'll see you next time.